friends. Welcome to Sky House Herbs Podcast. I'm Ashley Ellenboss, a clinical herbalist, and in this space, I share my knowledge and experience with plant medicine to help you on your own journey of healing and transformation. Join me in exploring the ancient wisdom of plant spirit medicine and how it can be used to heal the body, mind, and spirit. We'll talk to experts in the field and share stories from people who've been transformed by powerful plant allies. New episodes are released each Monday, so please subscribe. And now, let's explore this mystical world of plant medicine together. Hey everyone, welcome in. It is the new year. Happy New Year to you all. And today I was thinking we could kind of have like a little bit of like a cozy. I have a cup of my coffee with some mushrooms in it. And I've got my tarot deck. And I was thinking, gosh, maybe it'd be a fun way to start the new year by reflecting and talking about where we've been, where we're going, and then drawing some plant spirit cards to illuminate some of the themes that I think are going to come up together in the year ahead. So hold on. We're going to have a nice, cozy, fun time together today. Before I do that, I did want to thank everyone who contributed to our Kickstarter this year. Oh my gosh, thank you, thank you, thank you. Every year, my husband and I run a Kickstarter, and it helps us to fund the programs that we offer, especially to our need-based clientele, to our family. It supports us because a lot of the work we do and that I've been doing for the last few years since I've been not really teaching has been kind of helping our family stay afloat. So thank you. Thank you. It means so much to us. I also want to remind you, if you haven't already subscribed to my channel, every time someone subscribes, it helps boost this channel so that other people can find me. And if you would like to subscribe and click on notifications, the notifications will make sure that I show up when I have new videos, which basically at this point come out every Monday. So please do that quick little click. Thank you. Thank you. Now let's talk. Let's dive in. So I think as I've been sitting and reflecting on the year past and thinking about all, you know, I always like to start with the accomplishments. Like, what are the things that you're really proud of? Like big changes you made in your life. Where are the areas where you noticed a lot of growth? Where in your life did you do hard things and maybe have hard conversations or make really tough choices, but they were ones that you knew in your heart were the right ones? And I think that's, for me, always the place I like to start is, what did I do that I'm proud of, right? What were my accomplishments? And so you might want to maybe grab a little piece of paper or just, you know, think about the areas of learning and growth in your life. And then the second place I like to think about is areas of like areas where you not only learned and grew and you're proud of yourself, but like new things you uncovered that you didn't even know about yourself. I feel like every year, at least for me, and I think for anyone that's really kind of more introspective and on a spiritual journey, every year that goes by, we're like, wow, like I didn't realize that I'm a type of person that, like, for me, I think one of the things I learned about myself this year is that I need people. Like, I need community. As much as I am partly an introvert, I also am partly an extrovert. Like, I know in the Myers-Briggs test, I was like right on the line between introvert and extrovert with 1 point more extrovert. So I need that quiet inside time. But this year I was like, I really need community. So I joined a yoga studio that just opened, and that was a big accomplishment. And I felt really good being a part of that yoga community. I started hosting women's gatherings in my garden and just being together with women, talking about plants and our own spiritual processes was so important. So I think that's something that I realize, I think I knew it, but this year it became very clear to me that that's a part of me that I really have to make sure I'm tending just as much as I tend my own need for rest and quiet and reflection. So, you know, maybe you can think about yourself, like what's something you learned new about yourself that you maybe didn't know? I think maybe something that's brand new to me that I didn't, that I didn't know about myself is Oh boy, this is a hard one because it's like every time I'm like, you know what? No, I knew that. I knew that. I think one, maybe I can think of it this way. One thing that surprised me about myself this year is that I was way more patient with letting things unfold in a way that I normally don't. Like, I think for me, I like when I have an idea, I like to push and make it happen. But this year, I knew I was going to start teaching again, but I didn't know how, I didn't know when, I didn't know exactly what or what the format would be. And I really gave myself space. And I actually just sat down yesterday and I planned out my entire 2024 herbal apprenticeship program. So, like, I did it in one day. Like, I just had to wait a whole year because it wasn't time yet. And I kept knowing, like, I knew when the time hit, like, when the inspiration would hit. It would come through, and I wasn't mad at myself. So I'm like, that's pretty cool, that I really learned to trust the process. Then the next question to ask yourself is, what are areas that you want to grow into in the year ahead? Like looking forward, maybe things like goals you didn't reach last year. You know, maybe you really wanted to have a certain health goal and it didn't quite happen. So, you know, maybe that's something you want to carry into this next year. Maybe for you, you have a creative project that it just wasn't time. You didn't have the resources or the energy or the motivation to get it going. But maybe this is something that will happen in 2024 for you. So, is there a creative project? Maybe there's a hobby or skill that you want to develop in the next year. And it could be something that you've already started, or it could be something totally new. Something that you've been like, I've always wanted to paint. This year, I'm going to buy myself an easel and I'm going to paint. You know, this year for me, it's like I started taking guitar lessons last year in the fall, and I really want to play songs to my kids. Like that's one of my goals in the year ahead is to continue taking lessons so I can learn chords and chord progressions and then be able to play songs and sing along. Cause I've always been really scared to sing. Because I'll tell you why. When I think in fourth grade, I tried out for a choir and I didn't make it because I got really nervous and my voice cracked and I didn't, you know, I wasn't on pitch. So I didn't make this choir that all my friends made. I was the only one that didn't make it. And so I thought to myself, I don't have a good singing voice. Better not to sing. And now at 44, I'm like, you know what? That's not really true. I've got a great singing voice for myself and for my family. It's good enough and it feels good. And I don't have to be afraid of judgment or critique because I don't care. So that's, I think, a breakthrough and something I want to bring into the new year is being like, I'm gonna play and sing because it brings me joy. And that's enough. That's enough reason. So, what are the things for you that bring you joy that maybe you haven't done because maybe you have an old story in your head from someone who critiqued or criticized, or you didn't make, you know, the dance troupe. And so, you know, you thought you could never dance. Well, maybe you can this year. Maybe it's just a matter of taking lessons and seeing what happens. So I invite you to think about that. Think about those things that are you want to invite, these creative activities that you want to invite into the year ahead. And then the last one, because I'm an herbalist, is plants. You know, how can you, if you're watching and subscribe to my channel, you obviously like plants or you're interested in them. So I would invite you to think about what are a few ways that you can bring plants into your life on a more daily basis. And for some of you, it's going to be very clear. You're going to be like gardening. This is going to be the year where I start my garden or where I clean out my garden beds or I plant these particular herbs that I really have always had an attraction to. For others of you, the outdoor stuff is not going to be as interesting. You're going to be like, nope, no yard work. Thanks very much. But maybe for you, you want to start building your home apothecary. You want to start gathering little bottles and jars of plants that you can use for yourself, for friends. Maybe this year you want to get into your own herbal product making. Maybe you want to learn how to make tinctures or salves or lotions, right? So maybe that could be an interesting goal and way for you to bring plants into your life. Maybe you want more plant community. So how can you find maybe a local community herb garden, local classes? Hey, you could join my program, which will start, I think we're going to try to launch it in April. So you can join my online community of herbal learners. But maybe there's something else, you know, maybe there's an a local bookstore that features kind of metaphysical and spiritual things, and they'll have like a monthly book club, right? So like maybe this is the year you expand your love of plants into different areas. Maybe you end up buying more house plants. That's always a goal of mine, is more plants. So you can think about those things. Now, you can take all of those questions, write them down. I think that can be helpful. You can do an art project around it, a vision board. Maybe I was thinking what I'm going to do with myself and the girls over the next few days. I think maybe we'll do it tomorrow. Is do like a reflection of last year and do a vision board of like, what are all the things that happened last year, like big moments? And then side by side, what are all the things I'm looking forward to in the year ahead, right? And that way, kind of, there's like, I don't know. That idea popped into my head for Roots and Spheres that I was teaching last month. And I was like, that would be a great year ahead practice. So I'm going to be doing that. The other thing that I wanted to do is I pulled some cards for us to talk about. And I pulled one card for our spiritual work in the year ahead, one card for our mental work. And then the last card is for physical. Like our physical work or like physical inspirations. And these are all plants. So you might find that one of these plants speaks to you, in which case you could take it as a flower essence. That's a great way to work with all three of these herbs. You could also take it as a medicine. These are a little trickier, so I'll talk about them one by one. Or maybe even you just buy a photo. I've done this in the past. I made this, where is it, on the side, this tea bag. In a workshop that I led a few years ago. And I just, you know, I was like, the year ahead is going to be the year of the rose. And then I put on, like, I created a little mini vision board, and then created a tea that was in here. And now it's empty, but I loved the bag so much I kept it. But maybe you could do something like that too, is just have an image of one of these three plants on your vision board. All right, so let's dive in. So the first card that I drew was for our spiritual work in the year ahead. And I pulled the plant iris, and the word is inspiration. And you can see here a man and a woman holding a staff of corn together. And from it, actually, it's not a staff of corn. No, it's just the iris stalk. So they're holding the iris stalk together, and you see the beautiful multi-petaled iris blooming up. And so the spiritual teaching over the year ahead is inspiration and creativity. And I really am feeling this. We've got like a lot of really good Jupiter energy happening in the month of January. And I think Jupiter moved into Sagittarius. So, like, there's going to be a lot of really like big ideas and action that is going to be accessible to us over the next several weeks. So this is a good time to think about and really sit with things that inspire you. One of the gifts of iris that I really love is that it's a plant of recycling. And if you've ever seen it bloom in a garden, what it does is it has this tight bud, and then it kind of spirals out, and then it opens up into all of its petals. And then after it's done blooming, it curls the petals up and it shrinks itself and sucks the energy back in, and then recycles that energy into the next sprout that comes up the plant like that. It's so amazing. Now, you know, a lot of plants will just drop the petals, right? They just drop them to the earth. But iris says, no, whatever I created, how do I draw that back in to nourish the next creative burst? So when we think about maybe what the next creative outlet might be, I want you to think back to what already bloomed last year. So how can you draw inspiration or nourishment or support from the things that have already bloomed in the past? We don't have to like clear the plate and say, I'm still doing something completely different. No, integrate and then move forward with another expression of maybe that same divine light. Also with iris, what I really love is it's a plant of the of connecting worlds. It's the plant of the rainbow bridge. And part of this image comes from when you look at the petals really close, it has this iridescence to it, this rainbow that we can see. And so this plant was also associated with people crossing the rainbow bridge or passing on to another world. And that could be literal death. So there might be, some having to let go of relationships, jobs. There might have to be some serious letting go because of the spiritual implications, not financial or emotional, but like spiritually, if something is really sucking you dry, there might be a death ahead in that way so that you can receive nourishment back. So that's the first card is iris. Now, if you want to take this makes a wonderful flower essence. Blue iris, the Latin name is iris versicolor, is the medicinal one that we use. And I know there's a number of flower essence companies that make an iris flower essence. To use this plant as a tincture, it's a little harder to find. And I would just use drop doses, maybe 3 drops on your tongue once or twice a day. Iris is very detoxifying as a herbal medicine. It helps with lymphatic drainage, stuckness, sluggishness, stagnation. It also is really good for helping with creative blocks. So if you're experiencing a block in your creativity and you're just not sure what to do next and you are just feeling like you keep hitting your head against a wall, iris is something that can really help move that creative stagnation and the physical stagnation too. So it's kind of neat to see them both working at the same time. Now, the card that I pulled for our mental health is acceptance, and this is the pansy. And there's an older woman here with a crescent moon. You can see the word acceptance. There's an animal. It looks like there's a horse, a lion, and then maybe like a wild fox or something. What is that? I don't know. Let's see. We'll look it up. But this, for this year ahead, the teaching might be around this idea of acceptance, of accepting things mentally. Maybe we've had some challenging interactions, maybe we've had to let go of things. And so finding that mental acceptance so we don't keep chewing over and over and over on the same things, or we don't keep ourselves mentally afflicted by things that are no longer present, that is going to be a great teaching for the year ahead. So it looks like in this picture, it's a companion to Hecate of the underworld. She opens the box that lets out all the ills that afflict humankind. Let's see. The lion, the dog, and the horse are symbols of the heart, mind, and spirit that we need to work with in order to fully resolve difficult emotions or thoughts that keep us from truly accepting and loving who we are. As we work with the loving grandmother of the plant world, the pansy, we are able to understand and accept our feelings. We can release them into the bosom of her love. Isn't that sweet? And I do like pansies do remind me of like older women. I don't know why. I think also because my grandmother always has pansies in her flower boxes outside of her front door. So pansies are really a great medicine you can have again as an image. Maybe you could have a pansy as a flower essence. That would be a great way to work with this medicine. And then this would also be a good exercise to do in terms of thinking about acceptance. What are the things you're having a hard time accepting? And can you offer them out? Hi, Summer. This is my daughter, Summer. Hey, sweetheart. Oof. Do you want to sit with me while I finish my video? Okay, and if you want to, you can always go and sit down below my desk. I know you like to hide under there and play with my magical crystals and things. All right, so now our third card is the card for the physical world. And so in the year ahead, we got the herb, the violet, and it's a maiden who's kneeling down by a creek or like a stream. And the violet is the plant of reserve. So what I think of when I think about this card is I think about making sure we're not depleting ourselves. How are we holding on to our energy? Summer, I'm talking about this one. Do you want to hold this one? So this is the card of physically making sure we're not depleting ourselves. Like, are you getting enough water? This is a very watery plant. Are you getting enough rest? Are you resting your body? Are you getting outside and getting fresh air and nutrients and nourishment and the things that really feed your body? And so taking care of our physical health by building our reserve. One of the things that comes to mind when I see this card are our adaptogenic mushrooms. So, Summer, you like to take mushrooms. Remember last yesterday we made hot cocoa, and do you remember the mushroom that I put in the hot cocoa? Reishi mushroom powder. So that can be a really nice one. So you could maybe add some adaptogens to help build your physical reserve. I think that might be a really nice one. Now, the last plant I thought, last card I was thinking we could draw is the plant of the year, like the overall general plant. Summer, I'm going to shuffle. Will you pick the card of the year for us? All right. So what is the card of the year, the overall general card that will help us and support us? What is the overall general card of the year that will help us and support us? All right. Do you want to hold it up? It's funny, we both saw the same card jump out to us. Black Cohosh, rebirth. Wow. That's a powerful card. And this is a powerful plant. So you're looking at the th like three generations. You're also looking at the maiden, the mother, and the crone. This idea of rebirth. And Black Cohosh is a medicine. Both Adam and I used a lot this past year around the eclipses. And we're going to be using it again in our Roots and Spheres course, because it's so good at getting into the deep stuff and helping us turn hard corners and make difficult changes in our lives. And I like that's this is a great omen that there's going to be some big work to do, especially around breaking ancestral bonds that hold us back in some way. And then also celebrating at the same time the ancestral gifts. Right? The things that we got from our parents that are so good and so helpful and that have made us who we are in our greatest spirit sense. What else do you think? Is there anything else that you're thinking about the Black Cohosh card? Let me see what number it is.
How your mom teaches you how to make such wonderful tea with such wonderful and how to be and how to grow so much plants and how to be a good herbalist and how to grow up nice.
Oh, that's true. My mom, I had a very nice mom, and she taught me, she would give me herbal teas.
Yep.
And she taught me, she was, when I was a teenager and I was having lots of troubles with my health, she took me to a doctor who used herbs and acupressure and homeopathy, and a lot of my sickness went
And
away.
today I am feeling sick.
Today, that's why Summer's in her PJs, because she's
Yes.
having a sick home day.
Yep, a sick home day.
So I've been giving you herbs, haven't I? That's right. What do you remember the herbs I gave you today in your tea?
Yeah, chamomile and a little bit of licorice.
Yeah, and I snuck some oregano in there for your lungs, and some bee balm for your lungs, and elderflowers.
And when I was going to sleep, and I said I can't go to bed. I said I can't go to bed. My mom just snuggled me until I could fall asleep. Then in the morning, I was still not better, but I feel a little still rested, but it was a
Yeah.
little better.
Yeah. Because I love you and I want to take care of you when
Yeah.
you're sick. So we can think about Black Cohosh as like, how do we mother ourselves? How do we mother those in our lives that we love? How do we bring through the threads of healing that have come through generations? Maybe you can think back to the ways your grandmother maybe helped you feel better. What were the things she did? Or grandfather, right? We can draw on all the ancestral wisdom. And this would be a good year maybe to bring all that ancestral wisdom into our lives in a bigger way, right?
Because my mom's mom is my great great grand.
Your great grandma, your great great grandma came from Sicily, and she used lots of plants. And my great great grand your great great grandpa had a garden with olives and so many different medicines and fruit. And yeah, so I come from a line of people who loved plants and loved fresh food and gardening. And I hope to pass that on to you, Summer. And in the year ahead, maybe we can spend more time in the garden. Would you like that?
Yeah,
And
and
making more medicines together?
yep.
Yeah. Well,
And like one day I made a little plant spray. Last time I talked about it, I talked about my plant that Brandon made at school with my mom.
yeah, I came into our school. That's right. You remember that. So, yeah, so we made plant sprays, and there's lots of different ways we can bring medicine into our lives. So, thank you, Summer, for joining me. That was a surprise. So, thank you all for letting Summer come in and choose the card of the year, Black Cohosh. And we can work with Black Cohosh also as a tincture. And I would just maybe take one to three drops once a day. And maybe not every single day, but it might be a good plant to have maybe in your bathroom on your counter or where your supplements are. And maybe it's one when you notice you need a little bit of extra support and guidance. You can use Black Cohosh to pull forth more wisdom from deep, deep within your body and deep within your genes. Does that sound good? Yeah. Thank you all. Happy New Year. Can you say Happy New Year to everyone?
Happy New Year!
Happy New Year. We'll see you in the year ahead and stay tuned for more information about the Herbal Apprenticeship Program that will start this year. All right. Thanks, y'all. Have a good day. Bye.